Federal Fisheries Minister Bernadette Jordan last week announced that Canada and France have agreed to a total allowable catch of 1,346 tons. That's a 50% reduction from last year. Minister Jordan indicates that given the stock is in the critical zone, a reduction in the total allowable catch was necessary. Now, that hasn't sat well with many in the industry who believe the science is flawed and does not take all factors into account. Alberto Wareham is president of Icewater Seafoods, the province's single largest buyer of cod. I've reached him in Arnold's Cove. Good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
I'm good, thank you. Your reaction to the 50% reduction in total allowable catch?
Well, I guess I'm still shocked today. I guess the same as I was last Thursday when it was announced, as you said in your lead-in. We have concerns with the science. I've always supported DFO science in the past, but between 2018 and 2019, science looked at a new model to assess the stock in 3PS. And the model that they adopted, we have some major concerns with. You know, in 2018, the older model we were using said the stock was at 150% of the limit reference point. That's the line between the critical and the cautious zone. A year later, the same stock with a new model is at 24 or 26%. And last year, increasing to 36%, 38%. So, you know, for us to hear that, I mean, we don't see underwater, and fishermen don't see underwater what science is saying. So that's our fundamental issue with the decision.
You said back in January you expected to see a negative effect on your operations as a result of the stock assessments, but you did have to wait to see the quota. Well, now we know it's a 50% cut. How will that impact business?
Well, I mean, obviously, it'll be less cod for us, less work for us, less product for our customers. I guess the bigger concern right now is, I mean, the quota cut is one thing. Now we have to work with the DFO and the FAW to see when we're going to harvest this amount of fish. I mean, normally 3PS is open from late May through end of February up until when the quota is cut. And when, you know, if we go back just 3-4 years, we had 6,000 tons. Now we have just over 1,000 tons. So, you know, we have to work with them to see what's the most economical way from a harvesting and a production collection perspective to be to catch this fish.
As the single largest buyer of cod in the province, employing more than 200 people, do you expect to have to make layoffs?
It's a little early for that, but I'll know more, I guess, in September, October will be the time. We'll know then what's happening in 3PS. The quota decision for 2J3K will be out. We will have seen that fishery, and then we'll have to make some decisions here in the fall.
Were you given a reason for why DFO changed the science or the methods that they were using?
Yeah, we knew the reason. The reason is that the older model, and it's more about, modern fisheries management and sustainability standards, the old model did not distinguish between what was fishing mortality and natural mortality. And for us to have this stock MSC certified or have a fisheries improvement project on this stock and to be able to satisfy our customers, primarily in Europe's concern for sustainability, we need to distinguish between natural mortality and fishing mortality. And that was a fundamental issue, but the concern we have is the new model does not take in all the factors in the fishery, I guess.
Right, and how concerned are you over seals and the amount of mortarin that comes from seals?
Well, obviously, I guess being based in the cod business, I'm very concerned with the seal of predation of seals. You know, all over on cod and groundfish species in general, all over Newfoundland. I mean, we have them on the south coast. We definitely have them on the northeast coast. So it's a major concern. And I mean, you know, we go in and time after time after time, we see DFO science saying, you know, seals have limited impact on this stock or on this stock. But at the end of the day, seals are having an impact on the ecosystem, and cod is a major part of the ecosystem. So, that, you know, for DFO science, they're not having a direct impact. We know they are having an impact in the ecosystem, and we have to address it if we're going to have any fisheries here in the future, including groundfish, and I guess from look at the most recent reports, crab as well.
Right, and on that note, you didn't want a moratorium in 3PS, but clearly not happy with a 50% cut either. So where do harvesters and processors and science and DFO find a common ground here with this? this fishery in this area so it can remain sustainable for the long term and for future generations?
Well, I think the most important thing right now is we have, as the minister said in her announcement, we have 1 year to come up with a rebuilding plan. But before we can do that for 3PS cod, we need to address the issues with science. Decisions need to be based on the best available science, and we do not have the best available science for 3PS cod right now, and that's our fundamental problem.
Alberto Wareham, president of Icewater Seafoods in Arnold's Cove, thanks for this.
Thank you. Have a good day. Bye-bye.